All right, good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is 50 degrees with light rain here in upstate New York. We are just a few days away from Christmas and not one sprinkle of snow on the ground. So sorry I wasn't here yesterday. The holiday season is really starting to take its toll on my lack of time. So I had to get some stuff done yesterday and really was having some difficulty trying to focus on coming up with a topic. And you know what? The topic on Friday was kind of a hard one anyway and not really very Christmassy. But hey, I got something very Christmassy for you. We have Ghosts from Christmas Past coming back. Woo! Special guest here today, Missouri. Are you here?
Good morning.
Hey, I almost thought for a second, I'm like, oh no, what if she's not connected? All that setup. How have you been, Zori?
Crazy. We're getting so much rain. We wanted rain, man. We have getting rain every single day. And snow.
And it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
All is well. Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you, I just saw a Weather Channel post yesterday that shows feet of snow, and I think Oregon just got it a week ago, didn't they? Where this,
yeah,
almost like this freight train coming in off the Pacific. And I saw last night Colorado, a point in Colorado just west of Colorado Springs, hit almost an all-time low for the U.S. Did they say at minus 51 below? Did you see
something like that?
Yeah, I posted that story before I crashed out last night because I was like, wow, minus 51, where's that? And it's in Colorado.
We haven't had rain in so long, people forgot how to drive. A car hydroplaned in front of me yesterday on the freeway. Thank God I left enough room because
yeah,
he was coming right for us.
So now, I mean, you're getting a lot of rain. Obviously, they're saying El Nino's finally made it. Mm-hmm. Are you getting enough, like, after Texas had the three-year mega drought, and then they got feet of rain? I mean, literally feet of rain, but it filled all the aquifers back up. Is that happening there?
Yes, and we're getting what's mostly important.
Are you there? Sorry.
Oh, I got cut off.
Yeah, that was me. I went to hit the mute for a second, the mute cough button, and I hit the disconnect.
Anyway, the snowpack is what's important, and we're getting lots of snow. Back north of Reading, you have to have chains.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So, have you been skiing yet?
No, I don't ski no more.
No, I know. You don't recover and bounce back as fast as we used to.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I made that mistake once at like 37 and to learn to not skateboard. I used to do that. Snowboard. Yeah, no, that didn't work out.
I just bought another quad. Let's hope I don't roll this one.
Oh, you rolled it?
Oh, I rolled two of them before.
Be careful.
I get crazy on them.
Be careful there. Oh, I'm paranoid.
Not me. I love them.
I tend not to ride the things that turn you at like 45-degree angles. My friend's like, no, look, it's just like riding a dirt bike. You just balance yourself the other direction. And I'm actually all right doing that, like doing the two-wheel thing. But, you know, I had a bad experience.
Don't ride sideways on a mountain.
50 feet. And, you know, that was not a good thing. A half inch from a rock right next to my skull.
Oh, geez.
Would not have been good.
No. No, no.
Well, congratulations on the new ATV.
Thank you. I'll have a lot of fun.
What color?
I camouflaged it with all the leaves from around here, painted it. Looks cool.
I know. Mine's like that brilliant red, so you'd be able to see it from any drone in the sky very easily in the woods.
Well, you know what you do? You get spray paint, and you get all different shaped leaves, and you just spray the different leaves, and it comes out really good.
You told me that once. I know. Yeah. I was thinking about it. I've had it for, what, 6 years, 8 years, 7 years, I think, now.
Oh, it's time to camouflage.
Yeah, wait, I'm trying to think of what year I bought it in. I think it's an 07. So it must be, because all the guys got new ones in 08 with power steering, and mine was the last without power steering. So
Power steering.
Yeah, well, you know, I like it without power steering because you can literally feel every bump and grind and pit in the road, which is what you want, you know, when you're driving hard terrain. I mean, I remember when I went from a car with manual steering to then the boat that my dad gave me to drive was the 1978 Thunderbird. That thing was like 100 miles long with power steering. I mean, the very first time that a sparrow landed in the middle of the road and
oh
I
my God.
The freaking steering wheel, that car like just, I'm lucky I didn't die. Yeah.
And then you overcompensate coming
back. Absolutely. And the car, the shocks and the whole thing's just going, I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, power steering on an ATV, I don't personally think
is a good idea. I don't think so.
I like feeling, you know, and it's all, you feel it all up in your upper shoulders as you're trying to hold control. That's what it's all about. That's like feeling the
road. I mean, if you wanted smooth, you'd stay on the paved road.
Right. And then it would be a golf cart.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What else is going on? So, I caught the story, and I think Hal was talking about it this weekend. There was a story that came out of BBC, and I didn't know if anyone in the geoengineering group had seen it, but it was pretty interesting. A story came out of BBC where they had some conference with NOAA scientists, and I did it on air. Maybe it was Friday I did it. Yeah, it was all about Google saving us from the internet of lies. Oh,
yeah.
With their truth algorithm. But they came out and announced that, oh, well, you know all those lines you're seeing in the sky? Yeah, we think that they're ice contrails and they're reflecting the sunlight back, and we may have been accidentally geoengineering all this time.
Ah.
If you didn't see it, I'll send it to you after the show, because I just could not believe the garbage I was hearing. Yeah, well, it's been accidental. Yeah. Because
there's supposed to be a time limit on this program, and I heard somewhere it's coming close to a close, but I don't know. I haven't been able to verify it yet.
Yeah, well, it seemed to me like such a convenient time to be coming out and admitting it, but saying that, yeah, well, we studied it and it's been accidental.
Well, look, it's freezing everywhere.
Well, your direction. You know, last winter, the East Coast, you remember, right? We had like the most below 0 days that I can remember in winter ever since the 70s when I was a kid. Like maybe early 70s, it was that cold. But since then, it hasn't been. And now this summer, here is December 22nd. I am sitting in New York State and it's 50 degrees. And you know what's going to be Christmas Eve?
Oh.
64.
No way.
Yes, we're barbecuing.
We were talking about that yesterday, about how it's usually snowing back there right now.
We've probably, like last year, they got that 7 feet of snow in Buffalo right at the end of, it was the end of October, beginning of November. They were already buried for 2 months.
Yeah, I remember that, man. It was just like crazy.
We got hammered last year, and then it was just brutal cold the whole winter. Snow cold, snow cold. 64 degrees Christmas Eve. So I told my husband, I said, go find some steak, and that'll be Christmas dinner. Let's barbecue steaks for Christmas. I think it'll be good.
Well, remember those big ice balls that they got there for the first time, too, in Lake Michigan, I think it was?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's crazy, I
but
tell
now,
you.
You guys were on the like total bakeout last
120, 115
temperatures you've never seen. That's insane. California's next to the ocean, should not be that hot.
Well, Redding's always hot though. It really is. But this was in the middle of winter that it was up there.
Yeah, you guys had some really freaky weather. So now, is it kind of normal now? What's going on? Or do you now have our reverse winter?
Well, you know, it's like the winters I remember growing up. It's raining every day. That's what's supposed to happen in the winter. So we're all thankful here.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a way, I started wondering because they were all getting so hammered about the drought in California. And all that, you know, maybe just shut everybody up a little bit. They're going to let us have a little rain. That thought crossed my mind, too.
Well, I think some heat was coming down on them because of all the frackers that they gave rights to the water. And Nestle, that was sucking all the water dry, right? And none of these guys had any type of fines or execution, yet they were coming after single individuals for watering their lawn.
Oh, yeah, $1,000 penalties here where I live if you went over so many gallons a day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet one lady and her husband, they put in a swimming pool and filled it up. Now, how do you figure?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I mean, swimming pools are such a pain in the butt, but mm-hmm. if you have one, it's a good SHTF for if you ever need water. Find some old pantyhose and zeolite to filter it. It was always my plan. So I'm trying to think. I saw a story too not too long ago about now. Actually, I saw a video and a story a few weeks before that. Now they're thinking that a lot of the water that's in California is contaminated with uranium. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And that makes, you know, that I'm glad I don't drink any of the water, tap water or anything. I just don't know. I don't trust any water, you know, that comes through city water anymore.
Well, no. And, you know, there's a lot of towns down in Texas that are having similar issues because they did not know that some of the groundwater was radioactive until they were changing out some pipes in a water system and went to take that to the scrapyard, and it set off radiation detectors. So now what a lot of the towns are doing is trying to figure out how to get the radiation out of the water. And I got to tell you what's disturbing. I have a friend that is in one of the towns that they were working on that. And so we really started to dig into, like, how are they actually getting the radiation out of the water? And you want to know what's beyond disturbing? Is because it costs so much to put in these filtration systems. And then, hey, there's not really any place to dispose of these radioactive filters.
Right.
And I mean, there are. There's that new place now up in northwestern Texas, Andrews, I think it is, where they're taking all the whip waste from the Carlsbad Cavern place.
Yeah, I heard
taking
that.
All the Los Alamos waste that then started on fire, right? So now that place is off limits for a while till they get that straightened out. So in the meantime, they're trucking it all to Texas. And they're burying it above ground, mind you. But so they might be able to get away with putting the filters there, but it's too damn expensive. So I sat down with the PDF for this town as to what their proposed plan is. And here's their proposed plan. The proposed plan is to take the radioactive water, and now they're building a new pipeline to, like, the next town over whose water supposedly isn't radioactive. And they're just going to mix them together.
What?
Because, oh, yes. Because when they mix them together, guess what happens? It's the same concept as dumping all the Fukushima radiation into the ocean, right?
Right.
We dump it in and it mixes up and hey.
Oh, and that's supposed to dilute it?
Right. It's diluted.
Yeah,
it's all better. So that's their solution. So I don't know about, you know, when I saw the story then about all this groundwater in California now, them saying, well, it's minerals because it's in the, I don't remember if it's the granite. I think it is the granite, right? Isn't that where a lot of it comes
from? Yeah.
The ground naturally. So it's not like it was necessarily contaminated, though who knows? You know, all the nuclear testing over the years across the Southwest and that, who knows where all that particulate went?
And yeah. You know, if they do go that way, you know they're going to be dumping those filters in your rivers and creeks and everything where, you know, because it costs too much.
Right. And if history is any example as to how they're going to treat this, I mean,
yeah.
Don't hold your breath. So, I don't know. What do we talk about? What's got your craw? I had a couple stories that, if you have any interest, you might actually be interested in this one, Zori, just because it's dealing with frequencies and stuff. Google, I ran across a story the other day, and we talked about this probably a few months ago when they first announced that it was going to get off the ground, literally here. Google, you know that they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and they started the parent company Alphabet, right? And then moved everything kind of underneath. And now all these mad science projects are going on under these different names under the umbrella of Alphabet. Well, one of them is this Project Loon. And Google and Facebook both had announced that they have like this global internet project going on, right? One was going to launch balloons and the other one was going to launch satellites or something. And Google's Project Loon was with the balloons. And I never really dug into like how that was being done. And I don't think they gave a lot of details. Well, I found a story over the weekend that actually talks about this. So let me just read a little bit of this. You tell me what you think, because this was absolutely insane. Google's Project Loon, a health and environmental disaster. And by the way, these were approved. There was no public comments. The FCC gave them the green light, and they're supposed to be launching January 1st. Google's secret to Project Loon is a launch of January 1st across the U.S., and these will be cell towers in the sky across America. There have been no public hearings and very little public awareness except in the tech world, and no local or state permits have been granted. And most seriously, there has been no discussion on health impacts from this universal and increased radiation exposure, and there is no informed consent from the public.
Yeah, and aren't you, when you own your land, you're supposed to own all the way up. And I mean, how can they do that? You know, are they going to be like in satellites, but closer?
No, I mean, Project Loon was like on balloons when we first read about it. They were like these high altitude balloons.
Oh, I remember like, now, yeah.
Probably, I would imagine like the Weather Service ones that they set up. But you know, the issue is, do you really own that? After there wasn't there a case about the guy who got busted on his property, drug dealing or growing or something because they flew a drone over?
Yeah,
they were. And they tried to say, well, they didn't have a search warrant and they were over his property, but they said because you were so far, so many feet or whatever away from the house that you didn't have an expectation of privacy on your own property. So I don't know. And especially now, I mean, don't forget, they're getting ready to do like this mass drone launch, not only between Amazon, but I saw just recently Walmart's going to be doing drone delivery. Did you catch
that? Yeah. It's crazy.
It's going to be a brave new world. So, okay, let me read a little bit more, because I think you'll appreciate this. This made me think of you and the smart meters. It says Google has requested permission from the FCC, but apparently this is a mere technicality. Nowhere in Google's FCC license application is any mention of RF emission levels or FCC compliance. I thought any like electronic device that was out there has to have some sort of FCC compliance so as not to interfere with other devices, right?
Right, you know, and with the human body, because we all run on frequencies. But yeah, what about planes and other, you know, satellites? It could just affect so many things.
It sure could. Well, wait till you hear what now they're postulating. This is horrifying. It says, in fact, there isn't much information in their redacted application. So how nice that it's redacted, too. However, the frequencies they do list cause very serious problems for all living things. RF, radio frequency electromagnetic radiation, was declared a possible carcinogen in 2011, and more recent research indicates that it should be reclassified as a definite carcinogen. RF also damages DNA by various mechanisms, and this is what, this next section is what really caught my attention. We've been talking about CRISPR, the CRISPR technology, right? Being able to slice and dice DNA pretty easily,
right.
And we did a couple shows looking at that Jennifer Doudna, the girl who supposedly, I don't know, there's some legal argument as to who really came up with the technology, but basically when we watched the video exactly how the CRISPR-Cas9 technology works, they almost like unzip the DNA and then they zip in whatever the new traits are and then it replicates throughout the body. Well, listen to this. In addition, the gigahertz RF frequencies that Google is using are very close to the tetrahertz frequencies, and tetrahertz are known to quote unquote unzip DNA.
Oh, that's scary.
How interesting is that?
Holy shit.
So then as they're feeding us who the hell knows what, right? I mean, as is all these getting rid of labeling, I just saw
we just mixed with the chemtrails.
Mixed with the chemtrails or whatever they're putting in the food, that we find out now that full DNA can actually pass through the digestive system.
I know, I've seen that.
Yeah. So who knows what this could potentially do? Like, this could be the way that they're planning on now, the people who aren't taking all these...
Mind control.
Well, something.
Comes to mind.
Yeah, because that is another thing that they can do with frequencies.
Yes.
All right. So these are very powerful frequencies, and they will affect all living beings. The most vulnerable to DNA damage, of course, will be babies in utero, children, teenagers who are going through rapid developmental changes at their cellular levels as well. And radio frequency electromagnetic radiation also has a variety of health impacts. Over 200 scientists this year sent a letter to the United Nations and the WHO warning about a public health hazard. And the Health Committee of the Canadian Parliament just held 3 days of hearings with a subsequent article in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. And in 2011, the Austrian Medical Association issued new guidelines for treating EMF-related diseases. I mean, so they got smart meters on everyone's houses. We got Wi-Fi left, right, and sideways. And now we're going to be putting almost tetrahertz radio frequencies in the sky above everyone at all times. And wait, it gets even worse.
No way.
When I read this, I just sat here with my mouth open going, oh my God, they are trying to kill us all. It says the Santa Clara Medical Society Alliance just hosted a symposium on wireless radiation and public health risks in Mountain View, California as well. And scientists and medical professionals internationally are warning the public about wireless radiation. Expect much increased cancers, tumors, developmental problems, and birth defects for those who survive, and miscarriages and stillbirths will soar, as will neurological diseases, dementia, and deaths. Wow. You know, I wonder too, of course, we have this big uptick in dementia diseases, which I have some, I think there's a lot of different things that are causing that.
But well, you know, I went back to the old corded telephones, because if you have a cordless telephone like next to your bed, the frequencies can really disrupt your health. There's so many things. Look at all the appliances in your house now. They all have computer chips.
Yeah.
And they're all wireless. And
I mean,
so
the
you can't get away from it.
Anything new probably has an IIS server in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do that just on a little chip with 802.11 wireless to connect back to something.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a smart meter.
Exactly. Or to your wireless router.
Right. I don't know. We are just, you know, we're being so bombed by different frequencies, and everyone, you know, has different frequencies, but man, they start interrupting that, and that's your whole system.
Well, and especially as DARPA does more and more research, and I found a story yesterday that, I'm not going to jump on that, but as DARPA's doing more and more research on how the brain works, and we did a couple stories about all these different electrical treatments that they're messing with right now with the vagus nerve and doing electrical stimulation with different frequencies. So I don't know. This really bothers me because I think, you know, we've done a few shows on frequencies and different ways that they can affect the cells in that. But I don't think we even have half a clue yet as to how damaging this actually is.
Oh, I know we don't. You know, I mean, it's just so spooky. There's nowhere to go either. You can't get away from it. You can make minor changes in your house and whatever, you know, like changing your phone to a wired phone and getting rid of most of the wireless, but still you have your phone, and people come in your house, they have their phones.
Well, yeah, your cell phone. And then the wireless cordless phone, depending on what frequency, like there used to be a 900 megahertz phone, and I think 900 megahertz really didn't cause a lot of issues, but once they jacked it up to the 2.4 gigahertz,
mm-hmm.
and then it went to 5.8 gigahertz, Those are the same frequencies that your wireless routers run on, as well as your microwave oven. And we're going to read here, this is some of the 1950s electromagnetic weapon frequencies as well.
Oh, yeah.
They were using microwaves. Yeah. And then they started using microwaves for data transmission. The place that I used to work at, when I first started there, we had a building on the very end of the road. And then we had our second building. It was one of our other divisions, was on the end of the road. And then our second building in Buffalo was down about a half mile down that same road. And we were a communications company, so we had all this high-tech stuff that we could use. And they actually, I couldn't believe it when they told me we had a microwave connection between the two offices. And I'm like, but aren't you guys like beaming microwaves right back at this building? And it's a one. Do you know how many people had like freaky cancers at that place that I worked at? Liver and brain and all kinds of stuff. And of course, it was right near. We had the former Praxair, and I'm trying to remember the names of Carbide, Union Carbide. They were the original people that were working on the Manhattan Project up here in Buffalo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so all that was there too. That would explain why everyone had skull and crossbone signs on their lawn. So who knows what gave everyone cancer, but I remember thinking to myself, wow, that can't be good, like beaming a huge pipe of microwaves right at us. All right, so let me read a little bit more on this. It says the hush-hush nature and speeded up application for license, which this is for Google's Loon project, as well as Google's connections to the government. And there was a story that came out last week that now they're under scrutiny for being like the largest dollar value lobbyists for Congress, right? Google's been in there revolving door paying everybody for this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, don't think that
no
the connections
there
aren't close, right? And the chief, the CTO for the federal government happened to come from Google. And then I just saw also Hillary Clinton's chief technology officer for her campaign also came from Google. Which we know, right? And we got all the DARPA people. There's two or three DARPA people now over at Google as well. DARPA Dan just went over there. I don't know if you caught
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he did. And he's working with Regina Duggan and Ray Kurzweil.
Oh, has she come out with anything new other than her pill?
No, not her pill. Like, that was kind of the first kickoff, her smart pill, you know, to give you your superpowers, swallow it, and it'll be your mark of the beast. But she took over. They did some fancy footwork, and I don't know if they actually divested that Motorola division or not, but she is in charge of now all of the ubiquitous wearables. So anything that's being put in anything. So they just like cut some big deal with Levi's even to put all this wireless wearable technology into clothing. Yeah. So she's up to no good. She's up to
That woman is psychopath.
Yeah. And now she's got good old DARPA Dan working with her. So it's frightening. Oh, and they knew each other at DARPA too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me get back to this really quick. So anyway, the hush-hush nature and speeded up application for license for this Project Loon, as well as Google's connection to the government, makes the extent of this project and its goals questionable. Former British Secret Service microwave expert Barry Trower warns that the frequencies used for Wi-Fi, which I said 2.4 gigahertz, including in schools, are the very same frequencies used in microwave weapons developed by the military and used at least since 1959. And it's also the same frequencies that's actually used in your microwave oven, 2.4 gigahertz. If you are connected to a wireless router and your next door neighbor turns on the microwave, guess what happens? Your Wi-Fi connection gets
right
all buggy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, that settles it. My router's going in my roommate's room.
There you go. Says the government is well aware of the harmful effects, and these can cause neurological and physiological damages as well as infertility. Trower warns that wireless radiation is the new thalamide, far surpassing in toxicity. Project Censored discussed the use of electromagnetic weapons during the Gulf War in a 2006 report and as a part of its secretive PSYOP program. And I remember reading all about this. The U.S. broadcast frequencies.
Yep, mind control. Over.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So when then I started thinking about this, I'm like, oh, my God, Google is going to have these mind control towers in the sky. When you said that at the very beginning, I didn't get it till I got down to about here. I was like, oh, wow. Here we go. So as part of its secretive PSYOP program, the U.S. broadcast frequencies that caused mass surrender by Iraqi soldiers.
Yep.
An Iraqi war veteran and investigative journalist, Will Thomas, has written about frequency weapons. Poppers in Iraq caused serious effects, including the incapacitation and violent behavior. So, guys, you know, if they want to have some good excuse, and here we are, all dumb, fat Americans sitting on the couch, and they thought they were going to incite riots to be able to clamp down on everything, and nobody's doing anything right now, right? We're all just kind of sitting waiting to see what's going to happen, unlike some of the other countries out there.
Well, like, Doug, what's that? What's his name? Dr. Baggage?
Baggage.
He said that using the frequencies, like from harp and stuff, it's very easy to change emotions. It's not as easy to, like, get into the head and talk to the head. But to change emotions, like, to fear, like those Iraqis, they all gave up. And they can make you happy, sad, cry, scared. And, you know, that's all they need, like you said.
And not only that, now as DARPA is using all of these different frequency technologies to try to, like, crack the brain secrets using the vagus nerve. I don't know if you caught that story, but if you didn't, I can find it for you because it was frightening, Zori. Like, they literally are learning to manipulate with frequencies, and they're doing all kinds of experiments. And it was like a Scientific American article or something. It wasn't.
Yeah.
This is like real research. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's horrifying. And yes, they can change emotions or behavior with frequencies. And I think they've been working with that for a long time, kind of in secret testing.
Since 1975.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's when I first read about it.
All right, let's read a little bit more. So Google's Loon program has no transparency whatsoever, and it provides universal coverage with absolutely no place to escape. What a powerful weapon in the hands of the government allied with a powerful corporation. And this is truly what we would call full spectrum dominance.
Apocalypse.
Absolutely. Brains and ambition are a dangerous combination, and Google's recent move to sanitize information from Google searches, and that's what we were talking about Friday. That's the new Google Truth algorithm to hide all the quote-unquote lies on the internet. To sanitize information in Google searches shows that it does not advocate for the freedom of information or democracy. And unlike zoning codes, which may prohibit cell towers from being installed around parks or scenic easements and near schools, hospitals, rest homes, daycare centers, and residential areas, these cell phones in the sky, cell towers in the sky, will blanket everything everywhere. The Department of Interior warned in 2014 about the impacts to birds from cell tower radiation. The government of India published a report saying the impacts to humans were well known and showing also the impacts to bees, birds, and other wildlife, and other countries as well have taken action to toughen the standards and warn about the impacts of cell phone radiation. So how the hell can Americans be so ignorant? Well, it's a very good question now, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, we don't have any protections here. Like, look, Putin kicked out Monsanto from Russia. No GMOs or
isn't
anything
awesome?
Allowed in their country.
And
yeah.
He wants to supply organic food to the
world. Yeah.
Like, what a middle finger. I'd love it. I absolutely love it.
I knew you would.
I don't want to fall for, like, the whole Putin thing. You know, we talked about that long ago, but it's almost like Putin standing up to them saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to do it very quietly and with a smile. And
it's a role reversal.
It absolutely is. And
yeah.
I think he is in his own way, just instead of being like Ahmadinejad coming out outright and saying 9/11 was an inside job. And of course, they all pointed to him and said, oh, but
he has said that now.
I know he did. Say
yeah.
That. But because he came out and verbally said it, right, they could point to him and then show how bad he is. Putin, on the other hand, isn't necessarily coming out saying, well, you guys are poisoning the planet. He just comes out and says, hey, you know what? We like clean food.
Yeah.
And we like traditional families. So, you know,
but
what?
Like I've always said, the difference between Obama and Putin is Putin loves his country and his people.
Right.
Where Obama, we know how he feels.
Well, right. We're just up for sale.
Yeah. Everything is for sale in this country. The country's gone down so far. I mean, do you know we have been in perpetual war since World War II? I mean, I've seen a list of the countries we've been bombing and stuff, and my jaw just dropped. I know it was bad, but...
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
didn't we go a couple years, like, after Vietnam?
Yeah, and plus...
Yeah, right, we went a few years with no war.
No, not really. No.
We went into the Balkans at that point. I don't know.
And we went into the Contras.
Oh, yeah, the Iran Contra. And then you had the one, that British island.
Mm-hmm. There's a long list. You know, they talk about terrorists. I mean, it's just like saying this is the land of the free, but we have the largest prison population on the planet. Well, we're fighting terrorists, and when we are the biggest terrorists of all.
Absolutely.
And that's sad. You know, I don't like it that they're doing this in my name.
But. Well, not only that, but, you know, we've talked about the experimentation. I did a couple shows on the most horrifying human experimentation in history that we didn't know they were doing on the people. But then it came out like way later. And supposedly it's legal even to experiment on your own population.
On your own people. You can't do it to people in other countries, but you can do it to
your own. Yeah, well, the story we were reading about the Googaloon, there's a little bit more, and I wanted to catch this because it actually brings that up. It says, our government has conducted many experiments on the public, and most were not discovered, figure that one out, until decades later. The feds blew up a nuclear reactor, which I didn't know about this one, in Nevada in 1965 to test the effects of radiation on Los Angeles. Did you know about that?
Yep.
I knew
about
the
meltdown.
And they were
shooting people up with radiation, too, and
and telling them, yes, they told them they were giving them something else for herpes or syphilis, right? They told them that they were giving them something for syphilis, but they were giving them radiation.
No, the syphilis was a different one. That was when they were shooting up black men with syphilis and then didn't treat them. It just followed.
Telling them that they were curing them. I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the radiation, and then how about those ones, the guys that went through the subways in New York with those light bulbs full of gases and broke them under the trains and then watched the people to see what happened. They've been doing all kinds of stuff to us.
Didn't they do that when we were all on air, like last
year? Yes!
They were doing that in New York.
Yeah, and they said it wasn't harmful.
Yeah, they said it wasn't harmful. I think they did it in London as well. All right, so anyway, they blew up a nuclear reactor in 1965 in Nevada to test the effects in Los Angeles. Biologicals were also released over San Francisco at one point, resulting in at least one death. And I remember reading about that. It was, again, one of those quote-unquote inert things like they did in the subway that they said wasn't supposed to hurt anyone. In this case, this was in one of the experiment stories that we read, and in this one case it was, you know, someone had a reaction to it, but you can't go spraying unknowns and then see who gets sick and dies.
Says, well, remember they were gonna spray the rabies vaccine over, you know, big cities for the dogs too. There was something about that too. I don't know if they ever did it, but...
Yeah, I remember Dr. Carly talking about them spraying rabies vaccine. I know they're dropping packets for,
or maybe that was
child life, you know, and that's all out there, but, you know, I don't know.
It's nuts.
I don't know. It is nuts. And, you know, it makes me worry now as we find out with all this genetic, engineering and CRISPR technology that you can slice and dice in your garage for a few dollars. It makes you wonder what is going to be like in the future here as we have, you know, companies, startups in California that are offering, you know, for $29.95, you can create your own life form.
Yeah.
That was insane. I mean, they'll be able to do that very easily in the near future.
Yeah, that's...
So anyway,
too fast, way too. You know, I never used to think about UFOs and stuff, but our technology just skyrocketed after 1947, and that keeps coming back up in my head. How come we all of a sudden just like technology just went crazy forward?
Well, not to change the subject, because I definitely have some research I've done on that, and I made some big connections to Project Paperclip, Operation Paperclip.
Well, you'll have to let me know about that.
The whole Nazi program with von Braun. I really think they're almost in the same time period when that attack happens down in Antarctica, and then we had Roswell happened and there were the first sightings. So I think there was some big connection there. But let me just finish this story really quick. Yeah, because I want your comment on some of what they talk about here at the bottom with these MRI machines. So anyway, it also says Hanford's green run and continuing leakage is also causing widespread damage. And we know Hanford, like all those tanks, that is Manhattan Project waste, the most toxic nuclear waste on the planet, was from Manhattan Project. And these are 50-plus-year-old tanks of liquid poison, kill everything on the planet underground that's full of holes and leaking into the Columbia River through the groundwater. You know, there's all these birth defects happening up there. It's insane. But they also continue. Plutonium was fed to children. Where was that? Because I don't remember that story.
That was with, what's his name? He was in Canada.
Yeah, Native Americans, wasn't it?
No. Oh, what was his name? Anyway, he was using that on his patients up there for a long time before they shut him down. Chapel or God, I can't remember his name. But yeah, I heard of that. Huh. They were shooting him up with it.
That's really insane. Of course, that was before probably Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I don't know. I don't know when that was. They also talk about smallpox, of course, contaminated blankets given to Native Americans by the U.S. government. Mycoplasmas were tested on prisons and nursing homes in Texas, and the military used live anthrax this year in Germany as well. Law and morality mean nothing, it seems. In the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, has trained Latin American death squads and teaches torture. That sounds like it's some sort of whitewater, blackwater school. Roughly 90% of the victims of U.S. drone strikes are not terrorists, which we found that out. And everyone in experimental fodder and acceptable collateral damage in the eyes of this government and its allied corporations, because we're just petri. We're bugs in a petri dish.
Ah, no kidding.
Anyway, last two paragraphs. The lower frequencies included in Google's FCC application include those used by MRI machines. Now, how interesting is that? Those RF frequencies cause protons in our body to become radio transmitters, quote, for the acquisition of anatomical images, according to the patent. This will provide Google surveillance opportunities across the U.S. Now, think about that for a second. If these cell phone towers can tune in on frequencies used in MRIs, and when you get an MRI, they can literally see all the processes functioning within your body.
Yeah, within the different colors. I watched a video on that, and one guy was saying that they can read, they can know what you're thinking, and if you're lying or telling the truth, and all this stuff by the MRI, and they showed, you know, the different parts of the brain when they'd light up and when they wouldn't.
Yeah,
it's along the same line.
Exactly. It's like a lie detector.
Right.
I just was reading about that, too. Actually, when my dad had a stroke, they used a new procedure on him. This was probably about 12, 13 years ago, where they actually inject the dye, and where there's a lack of blood flow in the brain, it would show red with this dye that they were putting in. And so it was a quick way for them to be able to tell where the blockage was in a case like his, where they couldn't find it. He'd been having TIAs for about a week, and then he had a big one, and they didn't know where it was happening. But they did he was such a miraculous recovery. And they were doing like the post-op 1 year later, showing, you know, his hand movements and the strength in his arms. And they showed, you know, they slipped him into an MRI, you know, like they did this training film about him. And this, you know, case study about my dad and this new thing that they were doing with for stroke patients. But that's exactly what they did. They showed his brain scan in the MRI, and they were showing like all the different regions and how they could tell different things about him by the
different
colors
that
by the
show
colors
up.
His brain was lighting up. Yeah, it was pretty disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the very last paragraph of this Project Loon is a very dangerous program with extremely damaging and even incapacitating capabilities, and the complete extent of it is unknown because it's redacted. It endangers all of us to the core of our existence, and Project Loon must be stopped now before it is deployed everywhere. And the author of this story is a member of the California EMF Safety Coalition, so I was wondering if you knew about them, and she lives in Monterey. This is a pretty horrifying story. Project Loon, guys, and it's supposed to launch January 1st. I think we should dig in deep and see what we could find on this.
Yeah, I was just watching this one guy, and he was explaining about all the frequencies. That's when I changed my phone. And, you know, I knew they were, the first time they used it was in 1975, and it was the military that used it, and I can't remember exactly where they were using it, but they've been using it for a long time, and it you know, and now to go, they already know what these frequencies do. So why are they allowing that? Why are they allowing it with no testing?
You know, that's a great question, because you're absolutely right. They do know what these frequencies do. We did a story a while ago on this music professor who was working with the cancer researchers at this university, and they had started at pretty much zero and had taken different frequencies all the way up as far as they could go to see what kind of effects that these frequencies would have on the cellular makeup of cancer cells.
Well, you heard about the harp and MS, the big harp, you know, with all the strings.
Right, right, like a real harp, not harp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it had fantastic results for people.
I'm sorry, I just sneezed. No, I didn't hear about the harp.
Oh, yeah. Well, my friend has MS, and we got her a small harp, and it seemed to soothe her symptoms and stuff.
Huh.
This came out about 5 years ago.
I bet it's because it somehow affects that vagus nerve, because I'm telling you, that's exactly where DARPA was working, was that vagus nerve, because it touches every system within the body.
Right.
And that they would be able to manipulate things and cure things.
Yeah, they could cure if they wanted to, but we know they don't.
Right. So what is on tap for you for 2016? Any big plans?
The weeds will be growing again. I'm still really getting into that. I'm learning a lot. In fact, I've met two homeless people that I've been teaching how to get food from out and around where they are so they don't have to go out and beg. I'm just so proud of that.
Oh, good. So like dandelion greens and stuff.
Uh-huh. And there's so much, you know. And I take my book with me, and I've showed them a lot. And they've been making salads, and they're telling other people. So I hope it really takes off.
Oh, that's great. Until the town
until they
the
come
city.
And say, "Oh, you can't,
you can't pick those." Yeah, the weeds are off limits.
Right?
No, they'll pull that crap.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I've learned a lot, and this one girl, especially, she's really interested in it. They became homeless when she lost her job, her husband died, and she has a kid too. But she goes, "Man, I haven't gone out and had to panhandle or get money like that because we've really been eating." And she went to the library and got these books on it, and they're doing great.
So they're going out and picking their own?
Yes, yes, wow. Yes. And then right now, like it's winter, there's bark on trees, cedar trees, the end leaves, they make a real good tea that's good for soothing the throat. And it's just neat. And so I haven't been out because it's been raining, but yeah, she's really getting into it. And then she's teaching other people, so that's
really
wanted.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, at some point though, eating anything natural,
right,
because, is going to be forbidden because you know what? It's not good for your health.
Well, you know, what that bill 515, it's in effect, but they're not enforcing it. You cannot have a garden, period. If you look up the bill, it's I think it's the Senate.
Who's is it? California? Or
no,
is it
that, no, this is across the country.
Federal?
Yeah. But it's S-51. I know it's 515. But anyway, yeah. And you know the reasoning?
No.
It's because you might be growing marijuana and they don't have the enough people to go and examine all the gardens and stuff. That's the reasoning behind it.
Oh, I totally missed that one. Is that new?
No, 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 no. In fact, I have the bill. I'll send it to you. And how it reads. And they have been arresting people across the country for growing gardens. That's... especially if you grow it in the front or the side of your house.
Right. I remember the front of the house. They were throwing out town statutes or whatever, that it was unsightly or whatever.
Right. But this has been a law now for a few years. And, yeah, it's crazy. I'll send it to you on Skype when we're done here. I'll go grab it and send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. One last thing I wanted to mention. I caught a story over the weekend out of Time Magazine, and it was from February of 2015, so it was still during the hysteria of, you know, killer measles outbreaks that ruined Johnny's vacation at Disneyland in California. Remember that? And then we had Ebola, but... Time Magazine released a story titled "Unvaccinated Families' Addresses Should Be Made Public."
What?
Yes.
Oh, like the guns, like registered gun owners.
Yes. I mean, talk about intimidation. So if you have a gun permit or if you didn't get your kids vaccinated, damn you, let's see, what did they call it in the DSM? They were calling people who pushed against the machine, they had some new mental disorder, right? Who didn't follow along.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what that was called, but now I'm calling them resistant consumers. That's what it's all about.
Where is the logic here? I mean, I don't get it. Now, how could my child not be vaccinated and your child being vaccinated, which is supposed to mean your child is protected, how can my child hurt your child?
Well, and the thing is that since February, it's come out in many places, like even the chicken farmers, when they were discussing whether or not to start injecting all the chickens with the new bird flu vaccine, quote unquote, they came out with, that even the chicken farmers were saying, but hey, guess what? When you give them the vaccine, they shed that virus that then can infect others that aren't infected. You know what I mean? And that happens in people as well as animals.
Yeah, you know, anyone in this day and age that still gets their kids, and doctors are now, more and more doctors are saying, we won't see your kids if they're not vaccinated.
Yeah, they're forcing it. Or if you don't get panoramic x-rays, you can't have your dentist anymore, even though the American Dental Association website says the children under 10 have a much greater risk of myelinomas from getting those full panoramic x-rays that are unnecessary if their teeth are fine. Here, let me just read the very beginning of this Time article about making the addresses public.
Yeah.
Says the names and addresses of parents who won't vaccinate their children should be made available on the internet through a public registry. Shouldn't we know where they live? What?
They're like a sex offender?
I guess. Are you going to shame me into trying to get me to vaccinate everybody? And, you know, don't forget, this is going to go beyond children at some point for pushing this, you know, this Vaccinate All Children Act of 2015. We should see where that's at. I don't know if that went through, but they're going to push that on a federal level. New York State, just after school got out this past school year, they ramrodded through a mandatory meningitis vaccine for 7th and 12th graders in New York State. Even though we only get like 4 cases a year, JFK Jr. came out after that and he spoke to the Senate in Albany and he said, what are you guys, crazy? You know, there's more damage, statistically speaking, looking at the statistics on this meningitis vaccine. You're going to have more injuries just from the vaccine than you are with cases of meningitis in New York because we don't get it here. But it just came out that the main dude, and I don't remember his name, the main dude that was responsible for writing that bill and ramrodding it through, was caught with his hand in the cookie jar, taking $450,000 from one group and then another like $50,000. It took him to almost $500,000 of hands in the cookie jar, backdoor stuff before this bill went through. So it's bull. There's going to be a battle on this end. I did see though that the Supreme Court overturned preschool. They made the flu vaccine, I think, mandatory for preschool students through 5 years old in New York, and it just got overturned.
Well, there's mercury or thimerosal in all vaccines. Now, you cannot tell me, there's no way in hell you can convince me that mercury doesn't damage a developing brain.
Well, look, Zuri, everything that I was looking at, all those inserts, it says at the very bottom, this has not been tested for carcinogenesis. So you're going to put that in my kid, but can't tell me if 20 years from now my kid's going to have cancer because you didn't test it?
Well,
but I should be okay with that.
Pharmaceutical companies have immunity. They, I mean, you know, they
absolutely. So, and you know, plausible deniability. Well,
yeah.
Guess what?
That.
We got about 15 seconds left.
Jeez.
I know. Talk about a fast hour. Well, Zuri, you have a happy, merry Christmas.
Have a merry
happy,
Christmas.
Yeah, happy
yeah,
New
all
Year.
That.
You're welcome to come out anytime you're around. Please don't be a stranger. We miss you. All right, guys. Thank you, Zuri. Make sure you stick around. Mr. Kevin Blanche is up next. And we will be